Welcome to Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and with me is our regular co-host, Teresa Vodarick. She is with the IFAS Extension Pinellas County. For those of you who go to the Florida Botanical Gardens, they have an office there. She has got so many titles: Urban Horticulture Agent, Master Gardener, Certified Arborist, and our friend of Radio St. Pete. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, listen, we're all looking at a hot summer and refreshing our yards. So, you know, I see artificial turf as I drive around, and I want to talk about that versus real turf and ground covers. And I do believe, I don't think St. Petersburg allows artificial turf because it adds to flooding, but we'll talk about that as you tell us what we need to know.
Yes, you're right. So artificial turf is getting more and more popular. Like you said, the more I drive around, the more I see it. And so this was a big concern for us because when you look at comparing that to a natural ground cover or turf grass, it does not provide the benefits. As you said, St. Pete isn't allowing people to put it down. And I've noticed a lot of other cities and counties looking at that. Should we have an ordinance? And without getting into the politics of it, it depends on where you live. And I just like to present the facts on the topic itself. And I can tell you that when you weigh the pros and cons between any kind of natural ground cover and artificial turf, any natural ground cover wins every time, hands down.
Well, that is very interesting. What do you recommend? I mean, obviously, you have to know your zone if you live near the coast or if you live in another area. What do you recommend for people who are researching ground cover?
Okay, so the first thing I would tell everybody is to step away from the artificial turf. And I know it's a little controversial. They try to sell it as water saving, but it's made of plastic. And as everybody should know by now, the process of making plastic actually uses a lot of water to manufacture it. But the scariest part of all, the worst con for me, is that the artificial turf can be 100 degrees hotter than the ambient temperature. Shocking. So if it's 95 degrees out, it could be up to 195 degrees on the artificial turf surface. And would you let your dog walk on that? I wouldn't, right? And so those are some things like, and you also mentioned that increased runoff. And we've gotten to the point now where it gets so hot, people are actually watering their plastic turf to cool it off. And so we're trying to steer people away from that, no matter what they try to sell as it being like water saving, it's not. And so we look at people, we like people to look at their ground covers and say, it needs to be something living. Turf grass is completely fine. Like St. Augustine, Zoysia grass, Bahia grass, you have to pick what suits your sun, et cetera. I would say turf grasses that take the widest range of conditions and soil conditions, St. Augustine is probably one of the most popular. And contrary to popular belief, it does not take a lot of water or chemicals. In fact, if you have to put a lot of water and chemicals on your St. Augustine, you're doing it wrong. So
if
folks need advice, they can come to us. That's what we do all day long because it can actually be a very Florida-friendly cover. But if folks are looking for something alternative, we can recommend things. There's plenty of other options. Some of the most popular alternatives to ground covers would be perennial peanut, which has a cute little yellow flower, and you've all seen it growing in the medians all over the county. It takes very little water once established. We have sunshine mimosa, which is a native plant with an adorable little puffball pink flower that attracts all kinds of pollinators. And we even have another fun one that has my favorite common name of any plant in the whole wide world, and that is called turkey tangle frog fruit, which most people just call frog fruit. For sure, but it's another great ground cover.
I don't think I can say that five times fast, but you did it.
Well, no, just one time. That's it. That's my limit. But those are some just off the top of my head that are the really popular ones that are great and grow really low. All of those could be mowed. So if you, let's say you live somewhere in an HOA where they require a certain height, they can't require that you grow turf grass. They might require a height, though, and so those ground covers I just mentioned don't need regular mowing, but they could be once in a while to maintain that required height if that's a condition someone's dealing with.
Well, folks, if you've just joined us on Gardening in Florida, you have listened to Teresa Vodarick, and she is going to tell you where you can, if you're a gardener, find out more about all kinds of topics that we cover. And today's topic, real turf versus ground cover and ground covers versus artificial turf, this is something to really pay attention to. Teresa, where can people learn more about gardening in general and this topic?
So for gardening in general, I would encourage you to look on our website. Just you can put in Pinellas County Extension on into your favorite search engine. We have a whole tab on lawn and garden topics, and so they can explore that. They can email me questions from there. But we also have created a couple of tools to help somebody weigh out the pros and cons if they want to learn specifically about turf grass versus real plants. One of those things, there's actually the university's created a statewide fact sheet called Synthetic Turf Grass and the 9 Principles of Florida-Friendly Landscaping, where they weigh out, you know, each of those features, and, you know, they basically summarize it as synthetic turf systems are not considered Florida-friendly. So artificial turf is not on the Florida-friendly list. We've also created an infographic that is called Is the Grass Greener on the Other Side? So it can show people in a quick image, and I can give you that in the show notes where you can find that to share with folks in case somebody's, you know, trying to weigh out what they should do next.
Well, Teresa, thank you for joining us, folks. I am your host of Gardening in Florida, Annette Weiser, and we will have that infographic in the article that accompanies our Gardening with Florida. Thanks, Teresa, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Folks, remember to bloom where you are planted. Until next week, aloha.